helping you find joy. We are the Joy FM. I'm Jerry Williams. Back, I guess it was a couple of weeks ago, in about the middle of October, I had Benji and Rob and then Ken, who is on our underwriting staff, in talking about their efforts for October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Ken, I think, maybe had the hardest thing to do, just from a creative standpoint, because he was doing Real Men Wear Pink. So he's wearing something pink every day. And I don't know about your guys' wardrobe, but I don't know if I have a single thing that's pink in mine. So how he found 31 days worth of pink, that's a mystery that I don't even want to know the answer
to. And he did well with that, I got to say. Yeah,
he did.
He looked good, too. He looked good.
He mixed it up. Shirts, ties, shoes, you know. However, had the much more physically demanding challenge that you put on yourself to run a 5K every single day in October.
Yes.
So let me ask you this. Be honest. Did you make it? Did you do 31 5Ks?
I did 31 5Ks every single day.
Yeah, unfortunately, I had 1 or 2 days. I've been fighting something, so I'm going to try to make it up the rest of this week and try to do something. You know. So
you, and also, Benji, you ran for a specific individual who was battling or was a survivor of breast cancer every day.
Yeah, I put it out on social media. I mean, a few people I knew. And, I mean, of course, the first one was for my mom, who is a survivor. And one of the people I ran for it was your wife, Terry. And, you know, but for the other days, I didn't know 31 people to run for. So I just put it out on social media for people to give me someone to run in honor of or in memory of. And yeah, so I put their name on a pink wrist bracelet and had their name with me as I was running each day.
And you put a photograph up each day. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I don't know what software you use to get 31 different photos into the same photo montage.
Yeah, I had to get a little creative with it. But I just found an app to make that happen. But
that was very cool. So did you guys learn anything new about breast cancer, about survival rates, about the battle that individuals face, how it affects not only the patient, but families and friends and loved ones during the month?
I think it was, for me, just finding out the number of people that I knew that I didn't know was that had battled breast cancer at one point. Just, you know, to see the numbers just blew me away. It's a lot more than I thought, really.
Yeah. And for me, I feel like I learned more about what the American Cancer Society does, and pleasantly surprised at some of the services that they offer, like providing wigs to women and rides to appointments, lodging. You know, it's a lot more than the research that they're doing to try to find a cure and try to find, you know, better treatment for breast cancer and other cancers.
Yeah.
Well, I want to applaud you guys both as being the husband of a breast cancer survivor, the brother of a breast cancer survivor. My sister, when she was in her early to mid-20s, was diagnosed with breast cancer and actually lost a breast because of it. But she's been clean for a good golly, I don't know, it has to be 20, 30 years or something like that. So, but thank you guys for your efforts, Herculean, as they were. That's Rob Langer, Benji Shepherd, talking about their Breast Cancer Awareness Month efforts. They each ran a 5K every day in October. We're going to continue this discussion with Rob and Benji in just a few minutes, and I'll have the audio for this and links to their Facebook pages so you can see some of the photos that they've posted during the month of October. On our website, just go to thejoyfm.com/Jerry and look for the article entitled The 5K Recap.